Now that I'm getting this palpable reality, and I'm very interested in knowing how you move from talking about this work, from the book, from the family, from the intellectual, that's almost too cold a word, the passionate interest in learning that is palpable and on that site, on Louisa May Alcott's Orchard House, excuse me. How did you get to the point where you needed to make a movie? Let's talk about that.
Little Women has been translated into over 50 languages, and we have huge visitation from other countries. I remember one time coming out the front door of Orchard House at about 7 o'clock at night. This was after I had become the executive director. And I saw this car pull up, and this woman got out, and clearly she just looked enraptured. She just had that look on her face. She was clearly an Asian woman. And I had that sense that this was so special to her. And even though I had just put the alarm on the house and was leaving, I said something to her. I don't remember exactly what, wondering if she wanted to go in. I just sort of couldn't resist giving her that opportunity if she couldn't come. But she was very lovely. She said immediately, "Oh, no, I'm coming back first thing tomorrow. I'm meeting my daughter." She had just flown in from Korea, and once she got the rental car, drove directly from Logan Airport in Boston to Concord because she couldn't wait to just see the house, even though the plan was to meet her daughter and really go in and have the tour the next day. Then she proceeded to tell me that Little Women was a powerful book in her life, that it had really saved her life twice. That's how she put it. We didn't talk long enough for me to know a lot of the story, but she said when she was young and felt like sort of nothing, she felt like girls were nothing. I don't know if that was a widespread feeling with many girls of that era in Korea, but certainly she felt that way. And she happened upon Little Women in Korean. And she said when she read that book and met Jo March, she had a different vision of what a girl could be. And she just sort of melded with that vision, and it changed everything for her. And she got a sense of purpose. She ended up getting a lot of education. She has a PhD now. And she was actually in the United States from Korea to go out to California and be a visiting professor for a year. So she was very empowered from that early reading of Little Women. Later in her life, she somehow was without a husband. I don't know the story there. She didn't go into that either. But she found herself eventually the single mother of three daughters, and again was struggling, and then thought of Little Women and read it again, this time focused on Mrs. March or Marty. And she found that courage again. And she just said it had been so important in her life that the thought of coming to this place where the book had been written, where the family had lived, was really for her a pilgrimage. And that kind of story told in various versions from people all over the world just does something to you when you hear that. And I felt that the full picture, as best you can ever give a full picture, has never been told for good reason. It's hard to do that in a book. I think film is a great medium because then you can interview people. You can hear the tone in their voice. You can see the look on their face. And even though I can't find that particular woman whose story I just told, because at that time I didn't think to say, "Could I have your contact information?" It was such a spontaneous meeting, and it was wonderful, but I wish I had thought of that then. But since that time, she's one of the people that planted the seed in the back of my mind that these stories should be shared. And yes, to some degree you can put them in a book, but to have a fuller power, I just think film is a wonderful medium for that. And I think a good example of that is something that we'll perhaps talk about in a minute, but I'll just mention briefly here. In a very short, little under 4-minute video clip, you get a little sense of that from people that you can't get if I just talk about them or if you just read something in a book.